Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Big day. Shout out to Cameron John Ritchie. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, 94 WIP. Huge day because it's a huge game today. The Phils, the Mets, New York, not Philly, New York. Game three. And Aaron Nola, we turn not so much our lonely eyes to you, but our wanting eyes to see you go out there and do your job tonight and see the Phils, hopefully with the bats and the whole deal, win this series as they should. Now, it started a best of five. Technically, it still is. But really, it's a best of three from here. With the Mets, of course, holding home field advantage now. So, look, we'll get into that. We'll do some on the Eagles today. Browns game coming up in 5 days. Jaws on the show. Brandon Graham on the show. Elliot Shore Parks on the show. And great to be with you as well. 215-592-9494. Rich. Sorry.
I'm not sure whether I should just bring attention to the fact that you are wearing your full uniform.
It's ready to it's back today.
The batting gloves, the whole thing.
You are fully decked out in your costume. It is time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's full on costume
it
action.
It is time.
It's your special costume.
I call
costume.
It my uniform, you call it my costume. I'm offended. You know what I call it? My freaking enthusiasm, man. It's my enthusiasm wearer
thing. You're looking good, man.
Well, I'm a dork. What are you
gonna do? Braille was developed for spies.
Braille
was invented by a French army captain, Charles Barbier. It was originally called the night language that spies were using to read encoded messages in the dark.
That's pretty wild, man.
And for 10 years, that's all it was used for.
Wow.
And then Louis Braille,
yep.
a little 15-year-old who had lost his sight after a childhood accident.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Developed it a little bit further for the blind to be, you know, their language.
All right, look, good facts. Here's another fact. Costumes, or put another way, uniforms, were designed for players to wear. But I have...
You are not a player?
I'm not really. Not,
you are not a player?
Not even, when I, not even when I was single.
Like Big Pun once said. Yes.
All right, so I just something a lot.
So what are you doing?
All right,
what are you doing wearing
You know
this
what,
again?
Man? It's time. Here's the deal. It would have been obviously game one or game two. We're both... But they were on the weekend, and you guys know the rule. I wear the uniform on game days that are weekdays when we have a show. Last year, they were, you know, right out of the gate in the wild card round, that Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was. So this year it was delayed. The uniform is back. The enthusiasm is here. And, guys, let's get down to it because there's a big game tonight. I mean, I'd say tonight. Maybe I should say today. 5:08, yeah. Whatever you call
what
that.
What is it? This afternoon.
Rhea, is that day or night? Is that afternoon?
What
is
supper time?
Twilight?
Supper. Yeah, what do you call that, Rhea?
My updates, I call it this evening.
Yeah. See, the weird thing is I think of the evening is 6 o'clock, but I don't think of the afternoon as 5. Supper, what is 5:08? What is 5:08?
Yeah, it's a great question. The late afternoon, early evening.
Something
one of the
like
two.
That. Yeah. All right. So let's get down to it because, man, it's a big game today. So let's look at it a couple ways. And again, phone lines for you as well, always, at 215-592-9494, your sense of anticipation of this one tonight. It's a
big
one.
Did Devin dry clean that thing for you, by the way?
Well, the station
did. I believe Ava did, yeah.
The state,
wow.
Well, I don't believe Ava did.
Because
Ava got it dry cleaned or whatever.
A professional cleaner
this
did.
This thing looks cleaner than I've ever seen it. It looks brand spanking new.
Correct.
I've never seen it
look so
good.
Is that a shot at mom and a camera?
It might be.
A little bit.
It's a little rude. Wow. A little rude. All right. Let's get down to the business here. So this is why you pay Aaron Nola $170 million.
There you go.
I mean, this is why. And I mean that in a twofold way. One, to get to this moment, which he obviously helps you get to this moment. And two, to win this moment, to win this game. So I'll say this out of the gate. I'm nervous just because I'm pretty much always nervous. And it's always scary when your team's two games away from elimination. But I got a tremendous amount of confidence in Aaron Nola. I really do. I got a lot of confidence in Aaron Nola, which says that he's really done a lot over the last 2 years to instill that confidence in me, and I think for a lot of us, because, you know, you go back 3, 4, 5 years ago, we knew he was good, obviously. You know, he was good, but we also knew he had disappointed a lot, especially down the stretch of seasons. You know, late September, when they could never make the playoffs, and he was part of how they were never making the playoffs. But the last 2 years, like, look, is he on the Steve Carlton, Robin Roberts, no level? Of course not. But he's pretty damn good. And I'm thrilled he's a Philly, and I expect, and I'll just say this right out of the gate, I expect the Phillies to win tonight. I really do. And I think the main reason is Aaron Nola. Now, I will tell you this. I do wish I felt a little better about the bats. I don't. You know, like, it's scary.
Well, take heart, little Joe. Hey, did they dry clean the gloves, too?
I don't think so. But what do you got here? Go ahead, John.
I feel really good about the Phillies at 5. I'm just going to say at 5. 5, whatever. 5:08. Yep. I saw the home runs put a charge into the offense, and then I saw the offense take over and start making small ball manufactured offense. So I've seen the offense pick back up. I expect it to pick up where it left off in game 2, because the Phillies know that's the way they need to play for game 3 and game 4.
I don't know if it's about knowing.
They understand, they've been reminded that this is the way they play the best, and they're watching that on tape, and they're saying, oh, wow, the light bulb is now on over our heads. So I like that. There are some things that I'm concerned about with this series, the Phillies at 5.
Yep.
Bryson Stott sounds like, I don't know if he's going to be out there.
Well,
or not.
He shouldn't be.
I think he should be.
No, he should not.
I think he should be rewarded for what I saw in this last game, which is a very good player who it means a ton to, who knows a lot about baseball, who's going to have a good eye up there. Give him the opportunity to make this offense better. I would rather Bryson Stott be out there than what we're Alec Boehm is supposed to be starting at third base.
Well, he's
tonight.
Definitely going to play, yeah.
We're told by Topper he's our third baseman. I don't feel great about that. I would rather Sosa be, you know, taking third because I think his mindset's better than
Alec
Boehm's.
But then
Alec
you got Stott
right
hitting
now.
Against a lefty instead of Boehm hitting against a lefty.
I understand. Stott can hit against a lefty. I believe
Man, I
in
like
Bryson
at all.
Stott. Look, I think it's a mistake that Alec Boehm is going to be put out there today. That worries me.
Jeez.
Aaron Nola, I think he should be great, like you said. I believe that. You look at his performance against the Mets. It's going way back since he's lost, you know, recorded a loss against this team. I hope I'm not jinxing anything. That this guy knows how to pitch this team. He is a dominant pitcher when he's on, and I expect him after the rest to be on. He can be good after rest. We've seen it happen before. We've seen him shut things down. The bullpen is a real concern tonight, though. The bullpen, I don't know what Jeff Hoffman is going to show up. Which Jeff Hoffman, the shutdown guy we saw during the season. Same with Matt Strom. Matt Strom even worse. Well, Matt Strom I trust even less. I'm to the point where I'm wondering, where is Jose Alvarado?
Clearly.
If he is capable of pitching again now, if they trust him enough to hand him the ball,
right.
Do I trust him more than Matt Strom?
It's a great, listen, let me tell you something. And all this obviously for you at 215-592-9494. There's a couple of fascinating decisions as it relates to tonight. So there's obviously the Stott-Sosa one, which John touched on. I tend to think it's going to be Sosa. Now, it's a left-handed pitcher for the Mets. I tend to think it'll be Sosa, and I think it should be. I definitely think it should be Boehm, and Rob Thompson's already announced it'll be Boehm at third base. But the Strom thing, as it relates to Alvarado, is fascinating. I mean, Strom's been the guy this year. He's been fantastic. I'll tell you this.
All-star.
First chance tonight, if it's my prime chance, meaning I might only get one of these, I'm going Alvarado. I just am. I mean,
how can you say that though? Just think about what.
Well, Strom is 0-2.
I don't know what Alvarado looks like. We haven't seen Jose Alvarado.
I'm aware. I mean,
but think about that. Why haven't we seen Jose Alvarado?
It's an unbelievable.
If these
conundrum.
Other guys are getting thrown out there and performing the way they have, how much worse was Jose off?
All right. So there's that. Rhea, let me ask you this because you were very big yesterday. It wasn't a huge topic because they ultimately won game two. Mm-hmm. But you feel that Rob Thompson messed up not letting Wheeler go longer.
One more inning, yeah.
Yeah, so tonight, similar circumstance. Yep. You want Nola to get that eighth inning if he's still cooking, right?
I don't think there's any. He threw a complete game shutout there in May. I mean, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, Nola is just such a different cat as long as he's not giving up home runs, which is always his problem. I trust him more to say I won't come out than I do Wheeler. And I know I know what everybody thinks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wheeler, I always think Wheeler's fine with coming out. And that does bother me.
Well, he's probably been conditioned that way because he's so used 100%. To handing the ball. Roy Halladay, who grew up basically a generation before, was conditioned otherwise. I mean, Roy Halladay grew up watching Nolan Ryan, and the job of the pitcher was to stay in the game as long as you could and dominate as much as you could. Look, it's a fascinating thing. I mean, we can discuss, obviously, Strom versus Alvarado versus Hoffman, right? We can discuss that, but we can also put Nola into that discussion. You know, where that, you know, look, I remember watching Curt Schilling throw 149 pitches in Game 5 of the 93 World Series. I saw it. Obviously, if you're old enough to see Lefty and Robin Roberts, you've seen even more
what
pitches.
What was the velocity? Like, what would he top out at?
I mean,
because I just have no idea what we're talking about.
Probably, if I had to guess, 95, 96, but I don't quite remember. I mean, he was a great pitcher.
That's incredible.
He was a great, but I don't remember. Well, I don't remember the end of that game, but let's put it this way. It was a 5-hit shutout, and he beat a great Blue Jays team.
I've just never seen anything like that.
Well, that's the thing.
With my experience with baseball, 140-something pitches is not something
you won't see that.
I can't even imagine.
But here's the thing.
I just checked. The last 4 years, the most pitches Nola's thrown as a game is 116. In the last, since 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, 116 is his highest.
So, James, if he's at 106 going into the eighth inning, and the Phillies are leading 1-0, you leaving him in or not?
No. No, look, they're not going to win the World Series this year if they can't trust their bullpen at a certain point. If their bullpen's going to keep failing, they're screwed anyway. Like, you have to get these guys going.
Well,
and I think the rest affects the bullpen more than anyone else, without a doubt. Those guys pitch every single day. It's not like a starter who gets, I got like 2 extra days of rest. Like, it's a little off schedule, but whatever. That happens over the course of a season. Like, these guys pitch every day, every other day, high velocity, high intensity stuff, and then they just get 5-6 days off. Like, and for Alvarado, it's been a week and a half or whatever.
Long
like,
time.
I think you have to get these guys rolling and trust your pen.
All right, look, there's so much obviously on the line with this game tonight, and we'll ask you a series of questions as it relates to it. First off, how do you balance the excitement and the nerves? I mean, to me, I got heavy dose of both, okay? Heavy dose excitement, heavy dose nerves. Also, Strom or Alvarado? Big question. Plus the Nola thing, to extend him if it's a similar circumstance to game one with Wheeler. What do you make of Stott and Sosa, second base against the lefty? What do you make of Austin Hayes and Brandon Marsh, outfield against the lefty? I would expect Austin Hayes to start. I mean, I'd love to tell you.
Everything I have, Austin Hayes will be in the
right?
lineup tonight.
I mean, yeah. I'd love to tell you Brandon Marsh is a better hitter against lefties, but he's not. He's just not. So
he's been even worse than normal lately. I mean, in terms of the way he's swinging and missing by even more than what I'm accustomed to seeing.
So look, I mean, we're probably going to see Rojas out there tonight. Not that I love it, but you'll probably get him. So it's a big one, guys.
For what it's worth, it's a big outfield at Citi Field. Like, Rojas makes more sense in this ballpark than in other ballparks. It's a big outfield out
there. And we saw Rojas get a hit in his last game. Like, that makes me feel a little bit better. Like, he did put the bat on something.
He, you know, hit the ball, which is a step in the right direction for that guy.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.